我们现在是洗脚礼，接下去是圣餐礼。
We'll first conduct the foot washing sacrament.
这是很严肃的典礼。
And these are holy sacraments.
所以请我们不要进出，还有到处走动。
So we ask our members not to exit or enter the chapel at will.
那我们在楼上的请我们保持安静。
And those who are in the upstairs rooms, please also keep your voices down.
我们真耶稣教会有三个典礼。
There are three sacraments in our church.
所谓典礼就是跟赦罪跟得救有关系。
These sacraments relate directly to our salvations.
典礼需要有三个条件。
Each sacrament has three criteria.
一个是跟得救有关。
The first is that it must relate directly to our salvation.
主耶稣做过榜样。
The second is that Jesus himself has performed such a sacrament.
第三个是主耶稣吩咐我们去做的。
And the third, that it must be a command given by Jesus.
今天早上我们有两位接受洗礼，主的宝血洁净他们的罪。
This morning we have two members newly baptized.
来做天国的子民。
So that they are now a citizen of heaven.
我们非常的感谢神。
And we thank God.
那接下去我们要洗脚礼。
Next we will conduct the foot washing.
我们在真耶稣教会历史里面呢，这个洗脚礼所看到的这个神迹其实比较少，但是洗礼常常有人看到耶稣的宝血。
In our church history, there are many times where many people have seen the blood of Christ during water baptism. It's not so much during foot washing.
但是最近呢，我们温哥华教会有一个从阿富汗来的姐妹在洗脚礼的时候，看到一个异象。
Yeah, recently, a sister in Vancouver who was from Afghanistan has seen a vision during foot washing.
她是一个回教徒。
She was a Muslim.
那后来到我们真耶稣教会来查考道理。
She later came and saw the truth at our church.
那在洗脚礼的时候，她很虔诚的默祷。
During foot washing, she sincerely prayed to God.
忽然间她发现整个教会所有周围的人全部都消失了。
At that time, she saw everyone else beside her disappear.
她看到主耶稣在她面前洗她的脚。
Instead, she saw Jesus washing her feet.
那其他的全部都不见了。
And everyone else vanished.
她非常感动。
She was touched.
就掉下眼泪来。
She shed tears.
那洗脚礼完了。
After the sacrament,
这个异象就消失了。
The vision disappeared.
又看到信徒又坐在她旁边。
Then she saw the members around her.
这是非常奇妙的异象。
This was a miraculous vision.
绝大部分的基督教都没有把洗脚礼当作典礼。
Most other denominations do not treat foot washing as a sacrament.
虽然天主教也有洗脚的仪式。
Although there is a tradition of foot washing in Catholic Church.
但是那不是典礼。
It is not a sacrament.
那为什么我们要把它当作典礼？
Why do we treat foot washing as a sacrament?
因为这是主耶稣做过的。
For Jesus has set an example for us.
跟得救有关。
It relates directly to our salvation.
他吩咐我们去做。
And it was commanded by Jesus.
请看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
十三章的第一节一直到十七节在描写洗脚礼。
From verses 1 through 17, the event of foot washing was described.
那洗脚礼从哪里开始呢？
Where did it start?
从第一节。
It started in verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。这个地方说，主耶稣爱世界上属自己的人。
Jesus loved his own.
然后爱他们到底。
And that he loved them to the end.
然后从第二节开始才提到主耶稣怎么洗他们的脚。
In verse 2, it describes how Jesus washed their feet.
所以洗脚礼是主耶稣爱他们到底的一种外在的表现。
Foot washing was an expression of the full extent of Jesus' love.
这个爱到底有两个意思。
There are two meanings to this full extent of love.
以时间上来讲，就是爱到他人生的最后一口气。
In terms of time, Jesus loved his disciples until his last breath.
那以程度上来讲，就是爱到流出最后一滴血。
In terms of extent, it meant that Jesus' love came through his last drop of blood.
所以因为爱，所以主耶稣洗门徒的脚。
Because of love, Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
那第二点就是主耶稣为我们做过榜样。
The second criterion was that Jesus set this example for us.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
把水倒在盆里，洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。第六节。
6.
哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”第七节。回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”第八节。
8.
彼得说：“你永远不可以洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”当主耶稣洗门徒的脚。
When Jesus washed the feet of his disciples,
到彼得的时候，彼得想说：“哎，这个好像跟我们人间的这个情理不太一样啊，怎么有老师洗门徒的学生的脚呢？”
When Jesus came to Peter, Peter felt uncomfortable being washed by Jesus.
所以他说：“你不可以洗我的脚。”
This Peter said, "You shall not wash my feet."
那耶稣说：“我不洗你，你就与我无份。”
Jesus told him that unless he was washed, he will not have a part with Christ.
那彼得这样一听，他马上改变了。
When Peter heard this, he changed his mind.
所以第九节。
In verse 9.
说不但我的脚，连手跟头也要洗。
Peter said, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.
所以主耶稣告诉彼得，洗脚就是要跟他有份。
By washing Peter's feet, Peter will have a part with Jesus.
那这句话本身是一种奥秘。
This is a mystery.
那如果我们没有办法完全明白也没有关系，就用信心把它领受，洗脚就是要跟主耶稣有份。
Although we may not understand how, yet we need to be accepted by faith.
那如果我们跟主耶稣在现在有份，将来在天国就有份。
If we have a part with Christ on this world, in this world, we will have a part with Christ in heaven.
那如果我们活着跟主耶稣没有份，将来天国也没有份。
If we do not have a part with Christ now, we will not have a part with Christ in the future.
所以，如果人问我们为什么要洗脚，我们就照主耶稣讲的，要跟主有份。
Thus, when we are asked, we will tell others that we wash our feet because we will have a part with Christ.
那第七节说，我现在做的你不知道，但是后来你必明白。
In verse 7, Jesus said that you will not understand what I am doing now, but you will.
主耶稣讲的话。是灵，属灵的。
What Jesus was saying was spiritual.
所以对门徒来讲很难了解。
Thus the disciples were not able to understand.
一直到真理的圣灵降在他们身上，他们才了解。
They realize this after they have received the Holy Spirit.
那为什么真耶稣教会把洗脚礼当作典礼？
Why do we treat foot washing as a sacrament?
因为真耶稣教有圣灵。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵让我们了解。这个是典礼。
The Spirit has revealed to us that this is indeed a sacrament.
所以我们把这个当作典礼。
Thus we treat foot washing as a sacrament.
这非常的奇妙。
This is a mystery.
所以你现在不知道，后来你就知道。
Although we may not understand now, we will later.
这是因为他们得到圣灵，就是圣灵开导他们心。
Because the Spirit has taught him such teaching.
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
你们既然知道这个事，若去行，就有福了。
Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
洗脚礼不是犹太人的风俗。
Foot washing is not a custom of the Jews.
犹太人没有主人洗仆人的脚。
In the custom of the Jews, the masters do not wash the feet of the servants.
虽然亚伯兰请三个客人到他家，亚伯兰也没有洗他们的脚，这是拿水给他们自己洗。
Although the three visitors visited Abraham. Abraham only brought water for them to wash their own feet.
所以这不是风俗。
Thus, foot washing is not a custom.
那最后一节说，你们去行就有福了。
Thus, in verse 17, it was said that as long as we obey Jesus' commands, we will be blessed.
如果是风俗，跟得福气没有关系。
If it is a tradition, there is no relationship to salvation.
那有关系是因为它已经超越风俗。
It relates to our salvation because it has surpassed the traditions.
所以我们去做就会有福气。
Thus, if we do likewise, we will be blessed.
这是为什么我们要举办洗脚礼。
That is why we have to hold the foot washing sacrament.
要跟主有份。
So that we have a part with Christ.
要照主的吩咐去做。
So that we can obey His commands.
要让我们得福。
And that we will be blessed.
这是教训，这是典礼性的道理。
These are the teachings of this sacrament.
那洗脚礼还有很重要的教训性的道理。
There are also spiritual teachings.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
耶稣说，凡过洗过澡的，只把脚一洗，全身就干净。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净。主耶稣说，你们是干净的，然而不都是干净。
Jesus stated that you are clean, though not every one of them.
这个你们就是指的门徒。
The you means the disciples.
有不都是干净，就里面有不干净的。
And that amongst them, there may be some that are not clean.
那十一节就解释。
In verse 11.
主耶稣原知道卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
Jesus said that not all of them is clean because there was one that thou will betray him.
就是犹大。
That is Judas.
因为在第十三章的第二节。
In chapter 13, verse 2,
魔鬼将卖耶稣的意思放在犹大的心里面。
Devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot to sell Jesus Christ.
主耶稣很知道犹大要卖他。
Thus Jesus had known that Judas was to sell him.
但是主耶稣洗犹大的脚。
Yet Jesus still washed the feet of Judas.
为什么？
Why?
这是一种提醒，这是一种感化。
For this is a reminder in the hope that Judas will change.
虽然他要卖主耶稣，但是主耶稣还是爱他。来洗他的脚。
Although Judas will betray Jesus, yet Jesus still loved him.
希望他能够受感动回头。
So that he may be touched and change his mind.
所以西教里就是教导我们要像主耶稣一样用爱来对待那一些即使对我们不好的人。
For the washing is also to teach us that we must treat others well, even though they may not treat us well.
所以这是教导我们要赦免。
That's it.Teaches us to forgive.
因此这个如果我们从心里面照着主耶稣的心这样来遵守这个道理，我们弟兄姊妹每一天的关系都是新的。
If we obey this teaching, then our relationships amongst our members will be renewed every day.
有时候人跟人之间相处久了，这个关系会硬化、僵化。
Sometimes when we have known each other for a long time.Our relationship becomes stale.
就是因为里面有很多不满，有很多摩擦，有很多bitterness, 苦毒就埋在里面。
Because of the staleness arises from the numerous conflicts that we may have had.
所以人跟人合不来。
Thus we may not have such great relationships.
因此有时候我们常常想，西教里这个已经每一次都听了，这跟我没有关系。
So although we may think that we have heard the teaching of foot washing numerous times.
但是其实如果西教的道理我们行住了，我们跟每一个人的关系都是新的。
But if we obey these teachings, we will find that our relationships are renewed.
好像主耶稣赦免犹大，洗他的脚。
Just as Jesus had forgiven Judas.
这是西教的道理。
This is the spiritual teaching of foot washing.
我们再看十三节，十三章。
Read chapter 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们称呼我夫子，我是。称我主，你们说的不错。十四节
，14，
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也应当彼此洗脚。这里主耶稣很肯定说，你们称我夫子，这是不错，这是对的。我是你们的主，是你们的老师。
Jesus agreed that he is the teacher of the disciples.
但是我洗你们的脚。
Yet he also said that the teacher is washing the disciples' feet.
到底这是在讲什么
？What does this mean?
在当时做主做老师，当然这是身份很高的。
The teachers are higher in status than the disciples.
或者主Lord.
Or the Lord is higher than the disciples.
但是这个主要洗门徒的脚，他要把自己压下去，压到跟门徒的地位一样，他才有办法洗他的脚。
In order for the Lord to wash the feet of the disciples, he must first lower himself.
这个叫做伟大。
This is greatness.
伟大不是说我比别人有成就，我比别人高。
Greatness doesn't just mean that one is more successful than others.
伟大是当我比别人更突出的时候，我愿意把我自己当做一个很卑微的人来服侍人。
Greatness means that when one is higher, when one is more successful than others, he is willing to lower himself to serve others.
所以世界上有很多很突出的人。
There are many great people in this world.
但是很伟大的人并不多。
Actually, there are many successful people in this world, yet not many are great.
因为真的愿意把自己压下来，像仆人服侍人这样的人做不多。
For not many people would like to serve others.
那主耶稣就给我们做榜样。
And Jesus has set this example for us.
所以我们来到教会。
when we come to church,
社会上的头衔、身份、地位、成就，全部都放在会堂门口。
The status that we have at and the successes that we have outside the church should be left behind.
即使主耶稣是天上的神，他成为人，他还是当仆人。
Although Jesus was the God in heavens, yet he lowered himself to become a servant.
所以我们来到教会就是学习主耶稣做仆人。
Thus, when we come to church, we model ourselves and serve one another.
所以你看，我们教会没有特别座。
That is why we have no special seats in our chapel.
不管你是谁
，regardless of who you are,
你来到教会随便坐。
When you come to church, you take a seat just as everyone else.
没有哪一个座位代表什么特别的身份跟地位。
There is no seat that is special.
这是基督的精神。
This is the spirit of Christ.
因为我们每一个人在神面前呢，我们的灵魂价值是一样。
For God values all of our spirits.The same.
没有一个人是比别人高的。
There is no special soul or spirit.
也没有一个人是比别人低的。
There is no soul that is lower than others.
所以我们在社会上的高，我们要谦卑下来，来服侍别人。
Although we may be successful, yet we need to humble ourselves to serve one another.
那我们教会就会非常的和睦。
Then we will have peace in our church.
所以这是讲谦卑服侍。
This is the teaching of humility.
那洗脚礼这个脚也代表我们的行为。
The feet represents our behavior.
所以我们接受洗脚之后，我们要注重我们的生活，要圣洁。
After our feet are washed, we must lead a holy life.
圣洁是什么
？What is holiness?
圣洁就是分别。
Holiness means that we must separate ourselves.
如果我们跟外邦人一样
，If we live according to the Gentiles,
就是不圣洁。
Then we are not holy.
也没有分别。
For we have not separated ourselves from others.
如果我们完全照圣经的生活来生圣经的教训来生活
，If we live according to the Bible,
我们跟外邦人就会不一样。
We will live differently.
这个叫做
the others.
这个叫做圣洁。
That means we have led a holy life.
所以一样就是被同化。
If we are similar, if our lives are similar to the Gentiles, then we have become more secular.
那不一样就是圣化。
If we have separated ourselves in terms of lifestyle, then we are holy.
所以我们在前面就是要选择，你要是被同化，还是要圣化。
Thus, we must make a choice whether we want to live according to the Gentiles or to live a holy life.
这个就是洗脚礼对我们的这种提醒。
This is a reminder that foot washing gives us.
我的脚已经被主耶稣洗过了。
It reminds us that our feet have been washed by Christ.
所以我走的道路要不一样。
Thus, we must lead a different life.
圣洁。
We must have a holy life.
那如果我们这样做，就有福气了。
If we do so, we will be blessed.
所以我们教会里面有长老执事传道常常要奉耶稣的名，代表主耶稣来洗我们的脚。
Thus, many of our ministers in the name of Christ wash the feet of believers.
这个告诉我们，我们在教会里面，我们都是谦卑在服侍的。
It reminds us that we serve God humbly, and we serve one another humbly.
在教会里面没有阶级。
In church, there is no difference in status.
虽然有职分，这个是服侍神的。
Although each of us may have a different task in the church,
职分本身是尊贵的。
The different status or the different tasks are royal to God.
但是我们的服侍是谦卑的。
Yet our mindset must be humble.
这是主耶稣给我们做的榜样。
This is an example that Jesus has set for us.
所以我们现在要来洗脚。
Thus, we will now conduct the foot washing sacrament.
我们请周执事跟执事娘来分别洗脚。
And we ask Deacon Cho and his wife to wash the feet of the newly baptized.